The second custom, namely that of washing themselves periodically in special establishments called hammams, was also invented by a certain Asiatic being of ancient times. In order that you may clearly understand the necessity for this second custom in the process of existence of terrestrial beings, I must first explain the following. The functioning of the planetary body of beings of all forms of external coating is in general adapted by nature in such a way that the process of their nourishment by the second being food, which your favorites call breathing, takes place in them not only through the organs of breath, but also through the pores of their skin. Not only does the second being food enter afresh through the pores of the skin, but certain of these pores, after the transformation of this second being food, give off those elements of this food that are no longer needed for the planetary body. These unnecessary elements should be eliminated from the pores of the skin by gradual evaporation, thanks to factors derived from the processes taking place in the environment of the given beings, such as movements of the atmosphere, accidental contacts, and so on. But ever since your favorites invented the practice of covering themselves with clothes, these clothes of theirs have hindered the normal elimination or evaporation of those elements of the second being food unnecessary for the planetary body. And these unnecessary substances, having no way of evaporating into space and continuing to accumulate, begin to condense and form in the various pores of their skin a deposit of a certain oily something. From that time on, among a number of other factors, this something began to contribute to the formation on this ill-fated planet of innumerable illnesses, which taken altogether are the chief cause of the gradual shortening of the duration of existence of these unfortunates. Well, my boy, in the dim and distant past, as your contemporary favorites say, a wise and learned Asiatic being by the name of Amam Bach Luther once clearly noticed in the course of his conscious observations of various facts proceeding around him that this oily something that collects in the pores of the skin has a maleficent influence on the general functioning of the whole planetary body. So he began to study this evil and search for a means of getting rid of it. The result of the investigations and long deliberations of this Amam Bach Luther and of several other learned beings who became his followers and helpers was that they became convinced of the impossibility of persuading beings similar to themselves not to wear clothes, and decided to find a means for artificially eliminating these residues of the second being food from the pores of the skin by implanting in the psyche of the beings around them some being usage or other which would become indispensable in the course of time and in this way would enter into their habits and customs. And what these learned Asiatic beings with the great Amam Bach Luther at their head experimentally elucidated and put into practice, well, this was the origin of those hammams, which exist there in various places, even till now. During their scientific experiments at that time, they discovered, among other things, that by ordinary washing, even with hot water, it was impossible to remove the oily deposits from the pores of the skin, as these excretions of the planetary body are not on the surface of the skin, but in the depths of the pores. Their further experiments showed them that it was only possible to cleanse the pores of the skin by means of slow warming, thanks to which the deposits of this oily something could be gradually dissolved and eliminated. For this purpose, they then invented those specially equipped rooms that later came to be called hammams, and they knew so well how to disseminate their sense and significance among the beings of the whole continent of Asia, that the need to make use of these rooms for the given procedure was implanted in the psyche of all of them. Well, this need of going periodically to the hammam became inherent in the beings of the continent of Asia and was later transmitted to the beings of the community of Russia. As regards this oily something that collects in certain pores of the skin of your favorites, I must also tell you the following. Since the substances composing this oily something, like everything in general existing in our great universe, cannot stay long in one and the same state, they inevitably undergo the processes of evolution and involution required by great nature. And since during these processes there are given off from all temporary or transitory cosmic arisings what are called secondary active elements, that is, elements temporarily crystallized by the momentum of vibrations, and which, as everyone knows, have the property of being perceived very cacophonously by the organ of smell of beings. Your favorites on the planet Earth who do not use these hammams always give off a particular rastropulnilo, or as they themselves say, odor, which even they consider not altogether pleasant. And indeed, my boy, on certain continents there, particularly on the continent of Europe, where the custom of going to the hammam is not prevalent, it was very difficult for me, as a being with an extremely acute sense of smell, to exist among those three-brained beings on account of their rastropulnilo, or specific odor. This unpleasant odor, given off by those whose skin is never specially cleansed, was so strong that without any difficulty I could detect to which community a given being belonged, and could even distinguish one being from another. The variety of these specific odors depend upon how long the decomposition of oily excretions in the pores of the skin has been going on. Fortunately for them, these unpleasant odors do not affect them so painfully. And they do not affect them because their sense of smell is very poorly developed. And besides, as they always exist among these odors, they gradually become accustomed to them. And so, my boy, this custom of washing themselves periodically in special hammams was borrowed by the Russians from the Asiatic beings. But when they fell under the influence of the European beings, and chiefly, as I have already told you, of those of the community of France, then, since these French beings do not have the custom of going to the hammam, the Russians also gradually ceased going there. And thus this good custom, established among them for centuries, began to disappear. Formerly, almost every Russian family had its own hammam. But when I was recently, for the last time, in their chief place of existence, then called St. Petersburg, where more than 2 million of these Russian beings existed, only 7 or 8 of such hammams were to be found. And even these were frequented only by house porters and workmen, that is, beings who had come to the capital from distant villages, where the custom of going to the hammam, or as they sometimes call it, the bath, had not yet fallen completely into disuse. As regards the majority of the inhabitants of this capital, and especially the beings of what is called the ruling class, in recent times they have not been going to the hammam at all. And if some queer chap were to go sometimes from force of habit, he would take great pains to keep anyone else in his caste from knowing about it. May the devil preserve me, thinks this bold fellow. Otherwise, such gossip will fly around that my entire career will be ruined. To go to the hammam is now considered very improper and unintelligent by beings belonging to the ruling class. But it is improper and unintelligent only because the French, whom they regard as the most intelligent contemporary beings of their planet, never go to the hammam. These unfortunates do not know, of course, that just a few decades ago, thanks as always to the abnormally established conditions of ordinary being existence, these same French, particularly the intelligentsia, as they are called, not only never went to the hammam, but did not even wash themselves in the morning in order not to spoil their fashionable artificial appearance, which was so difficult to rearrange.